Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 190. The Last Generation. What is to be understood by the word generation? As it is now nearly 70 years since the last of the signs, the falling of the stars, occurred, the word generation in this chapter has the same meaning that is ordinarily attached to it. We speak sometimes of the average length of a generation, and this is about 30 years at the present time. But Christ was speaking of the generation itself, not of its average length. There were to be signs in the sun and moon and stars. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. The first two were given in 1780, in New England, where they abundantly fulfilled their purpose. Men were convinced that the sign promised by Christ had been given, and believed that the judgment day was at hand. Scientific writers acknowledged that they could not account for the darkness by natural causes. A great fall of stars was the third sign, and this was given in 1833. It was seen over a large part of the Earth's surface. Concerning this sign, it is not necessary to say much. In November 1899, scientists predicted that there would be another great fall. They stated that the stars fell in vast numbers every 33 years, and based the statement on the fact that most wonderful falls had been seen in 1833 and 1866. All will remember that for a few days in November 1899, the newspapers had a great deal to say on the subject of falling stars, and large numbers sat up all night when the fall was due. It will also be in the memory of all that the stars did not fall that night, and thus it was made clear that the explanation of science was wrong, that the great fall of 1833 was not a regular occurrence, but was the sign promised by Christ. It had been so accepted in 1833, and the experience of 1899 confirmed it. The next thing to take place will be the shaking of the powers of the heavens, and the appearance of the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. These phenomena, however, will not be in the nature of signs. They belong to the event of which the signs give warning. Hence we may conclude that the tokens in the heavens promised by Christ, to serve as signs, were finished in 1833. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Now is the time to learn a parable of the fig tree. When its leaves are put forth, it is a sign that summer is at hand. So when we have seen all these things, we may know that the coming of the Lord is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, till all these things be fulfilled. The people who are thus in a position to know that the end is near may be assured of one thing more, and that is that they have reached the generation which will not pass away until all things are fulfilled. That means that people who were alive in 1833 will be alive when the Lord comes. PP Editor's Note: Wagoner was not correct in his understanding of generation. See the appendix article. This generation shall not pass. In your question you call attention to the fact that it is 70 years since the last sign was given, and this fact shows that the end must now be very near. The last generation is 70 years old. When a man reaches that age, we say that he has not long to live. This is true of the world. Every year that passes brings nearer the end that cannot long be delayed. People who read this chapter Matthew 24 carelessly will sometimes say, "We cannot know anything about the end. Christ believed it was at hand in his day, for he said, 'This generation shall not pass until all things are fulfilled.'" But Christ was not speaking of the generation then living. He spoke of the generation that should have seen the signs. Some say that Christ's coming cannot be near, or he would have come before this, if we had entered on the last generation 70 years ago. He does not come because his people are not ready for him. He is at the door, but he tarries there in mercy. Those who profess his name would be destroyed if he came upon these and found them unready. His coming is death to those who obey not the gospel, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. By lives of obedience and loving service we may hasten the coming of the Lord. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? But if his people delay, he will not tarry always. His word has been pledged that he will come to the generation that was alive 70 years ago. The world is laying its plans on the basis that all things will continue as they are. But it is time for all Christians to awake and watch, with their lamps trimmed and burning. There is a great work to be done. The gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world for a witness. When Christ's people give themselves to him to do his will and follow him fully, when their means are withdrawn from selfish gratification and invested in the work of the gospel, and their lives are devoted to his service, it will not be long before the glad message of the kingdom does its work and Christ appears to crown his saints with everlasting life.